Right, there you go. Again, that song's kind of a guilty pleasure of ours. We've been playing it on the air for quite some time. That's Authority Zero channeling their own wall of voodoo, Mexican radio. There you go. And Authority Zero is in studio with us.
Yes.
On KX93.5. Hey, everybody.
What's up, man?
Hi. Hey. What the listeners don't know is you guys have been actually hanging out with us for the past hour here, just hanging.
We have been drinking all the water and taking up all the space and having fun conversation.
So. Absolutely. And we appreciate you guys being here. It is basically the first tour stop of this long tour. It looks like you guys are going to be on the road damn through March, apparently. Is that the case?
Yep. We're hitting the road today. Like they say, today's our first show. We're kicking off with Guttermouth. We're doing about 2 weeks with Guttermouth.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have about a day off. And then we cruise out to L.A. and fly to Australia for the first time to do Soundwave Festival.
Amazing. Has Authority Zero been fortunate enough to tour, you know, overseas in the past?
We've done overseas stuff, but this is our first time doing Australia. We've done, we've been able to do some European stuff and Japan, but this is our first time as a group getting over there to Australia. So we're psyched, dude.
Do people in Japan dig on the sound of Authority Zero? That's interesting.
What do you guys think?
I think so.
I heard that the people in Japan are actually really... they're really into the music, like really, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for?
Passionate,
perceptive or something, or the, like, you know, sometimes if you're performing at a listening room, people are really into the music more so than, you know, drinking beer or socializing with their friends. That's just what I heard Japan is like. So next time you come through, hopefully it'll be after, you know, Australia, and you guys could speak tales of, you know, touring the great Down Under, I think is.
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely.
They refer to that as, right?
We're told everything can kill you down there, so we'll see if we make it back.
Again, Authority Zero in our Pearl Street studios on KX93.5. The show is tonight kicking off their nationwide tour / Australia. They're playing at the Observatory a little bit later, which is really a stone's throw away from the radio station, and it's a good venue. Have you been there yet for a show?
Yeah, we played it before, but it was the Galaxy before, wasn't it?
Yeah,
so we played it when it was Galaxy.
I don't know if they renovated it or anything like that, but it is a cool place to see a show. I think you guys would dig on that for sure. Authority Zero, I would say that you guys are a success in the music industry just because, you know, all of a sudden you're looking back and there's this tremendous catalog of music. Yeah, how fortunate are you guys to be able to make music, you know, your full-time job?
Extremely, man. I mean, there's never one day it's taken for granted. I mean, it has been a long run, you know, and there's been a lot of ups and downs with any band and anybody who's been a part of this music industry and just trying to keep trucking through and keeping your fans entertained, keeping yourself entertained to keep wanting to do it.
Yeah.
And luckily enough, we've all been through a lot of different things, and we've come together and are extremely happy and proud to be able to do it.
That's awesome. I feel like you guys are able to carve your own path, and not only do you have fans from way back in the day, the inception of Authority Zero, but you're probably gaining steam each and every city that you play and each record and EP that you put out, you know, new fans.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. We're hoping. You know, we're keep on just hammering away. It's just been constant touring, you know, and he's just trying to stay out there, keep relevant, keep on writing new music, keep recording new stuff, and keep on trying to put things out to keep people stoked.
You know? When you guys meet people out and about at the coffee shop or whatever, and a conversation comes up where you guys are actually in a touring band, and they ask you what sort of music you play, what do you tell them?
It's all over the place.
Lately, I've just been saying rock and roll, man.
Yeah, me too.
I guess that covers all bases, and it's so hard to genre-tize things.
Yeah.
I think I just coined a phrase right there.
I like it.
Yeah, we play trash blues polka.
We're aiming more toward trash blues polka these days.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
I think there's a niche for that stuff.
I mean, I think we got it.
The new record's called The Tipping Point. It's been available for a few months now. And I think you guys should be very proud of the record because it sounds great to us. And I feel like it would be appealing to a lot of people who like different genres of music. Where was it all written and recorded, this new record?
It was written over the internet because, you know, a couple of the guys live out of town. Sean, he plays a lot with another band called Good Riddance, and so he's from the California area, so he's constantly out and about doing things when he's not, you know, on tour with us. Brandon lives in Texas, you know, so, I mean, and, you know, Mikey here lives in Mesa, Tempe area with myself.
Well, that's cool. You could get everybody on the same page to actually tour.
Yeah, it's really cool. You know, I never thought that I'd be in a band that was able to do that. You heard about, you know, bands that have done that in stories, and it's cool. It's worked out really well. But a lot of the writing was done, like we're sending just ideas back and forth through emails.
So this is a collaborative effort between you guys. It's not like the Dave Grohl thing doing the Foo Fighters, you know, where the rest of the members of the band are trying to, you know, fulfill the vision of Dave Grohl.
Sure. Everyone had a lot of insight on this record, which is really nice.
That's great.
So it's been really, it was really cool.
Cool process. And where did you guys write and or record this thing? And did you link up with any rad producers?
Actually, we recorded in Santa Ana with Cameron Webb.
No, just down the street from us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Correct. How'd you link up with this Cameron Webb character?
We were getting ready to go and be set on a producer, and then we got a call from Fletcher from Pennywise. They just did their last record with Cameron Webb when Zoli was in the group. And right as I was pretty much like, we're going to go this route, he called us up. He's like, seriously, you need to check this out. Give it a shot. We just recorded our new record here, and it's probably the best record we're stoked on that we've heard ourselves put together in a long time. He's like, you're not going to be disappointed. You're not going to be bummed out. You got to check it out and give it a shot because it's going to make the best record you guys have done.
Amazing.
So we went with it, gave it a shot, and Cameron did a really good job.
Was there quite a bit of tweaking on the fly in the studio and kind of writing on the fly, or you guys were just ready to rip right into those songs?
There was some tweaking on the studio, yeah, for sure. Yeah, we were still writing up to like the last lyric, and still probably weren't done. We still weren't done. We actually got done with almost all the songs and the title track, The Tipping Point.
Yeah.
We just laid that down as like a scratch track, like no click or anything, and wanted to at least have the drums down and the guitars and stuff put together a little bit just in case it was something that might be able to be approached later on.
Right.
And so when it was, we got the record done basically, went on a full tour, came back, had a day off, jumped in the studio, recorded the vocals on that song that day, and then that track ended up making
it. I imagine recording, I'm not a musician myself, but I imagine it could get super tedious, you know?
Hey, you know, there's always something exciting and new happening, though, you know what I mean? It's like, it is the roundabout and Groundhog's Day a lot, but there's a lot of just surprises and weird stuff that happens consistently, you know, that you never see coming.
Well, this is Authority Zero. We're happy to have them in our Pearl Street studios on member-supported radio. We realize we got a new listeners this afternoon. We're a new nonprofit entity here in Southern California. You could donate to the radio station. You could become a member. We're trying to take FM back to the glory days is what we're doing here on the radio. And thank you guys for supporting independent radio.
You bet.
And coming to our little studio here.
No, we're stoked. We think it's great what you guys are doing. Man.
Rad, man.
More people like that out there doing that.
So if it would be agreeable to you, again, you guys brought some, you guys are no stranger to doing the acoustic thing, but tonight at the Observatory, it'll be more or less a plugged in
type
of rockin' show, right?
Yeah,
we did bring our acoustic instruments today, but if it would be agreeable to you guys, I'd love to rip into a new song off the new record, The Tipping Point, and then we'll come back and talk about more things and
let's do it.
Perform live. All right.
Is there
a VH1 Storytellers type of moment you could give with Today We Heard the News, or should we just play it on the air?
Either one's fine.
All right, let's play it right now. It's Authority Zero on KX93.5.
Today we heard the news, the thing changed and far too soon. Tell me it's not true. It won't be the same if it's not with you. For today, I'm coming changed and far too soon. Tell me it's not true. It won't be the same if it's not with you. So play on, play on. Don't stop the music. Sing on, sing on. Use your voice, use it. Dance on, dance on. Keep your feet moving. Live on, live on. Through your songs and music. Sing at the top.
That's, I guess, the first single off the new record. The new record's called The Tipping Point, and that is Authority Zero. Today we heard the news right here on member-supported KX93.5. I understand that you guys just recently, there was a video shoot in the works or something I saw on Facebook.
Yeah, we did a video shoot for our next song, our next single coming off this record called Lift One Up.
Yeah.
That's the name of the track. And it's a kind of a fun, we did like a live show back in Arizona. It's been a while since we've done a video shoot back in our, you know, that home area, because we've always been on tour and trying to squeeze a video shoot into certain times on tour. So we did like a live show performance thing to kind of get all that going for the video. But also, with that being said, on top of it, the idea behind the whole video and the concept is involving the whole shake face idea, like slow motion shake face.
Shake face idea.
Yeah. So the idea behind the shake face is obviously it's slow motion. You need to shake your face and you look like an idiot.
That's funny.
And it's just a lot of fun. You can't help but laugh or have a good time doing it, I think, you know. And it's even more entertaining seeing a lot of people collectively do it back to back to back. So we've got people. We hit up people on the internet and overseas and everywhere. We wanted everybody to take part in it and participate and be in the actual video, because it's more or less a fan appreciation type video.
That's great.
And the concept of the song is pretty much about community coming together, letting loose, you know, and just having a good time and, you know, being a part of that scene and doing it, you know, from hopefully all walks of life and all around the world. So we're trying to get people to send their videos in of them doing that themselves and getting creative with it and having fun with it, whether it be just a shake face video or something entertaining or slow motion, just, you know, day-to-day life kind of stuff.
That's so awesome. To be like an independent band, more or less. I mean, you guys, you know, you have to do Twitter and Facebook, and you guys are actually doing that. It's like you don't have handlers doing that for you.
No.
You know, and it's cool to actually incorporate your fans and listeners into the music video.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's important, man. You know, the videos have gotten so stale and boring, it seems like, a lot of times these days. And it's like, you know, especially in this day and age with music and records and just the whole industry, it's just you have to have as much fun as you can. You have to get creative. You have to do something that's new and hopefully a little bit different, and get people involved and keep people excited about the song, the music, the band, themselves being a part of it, and because that's really what it's all about.
So that video tentatively scheduled to come out, we have no idea yet.
We're hoping before, you know, leading up with this, we're talking about trying to get it put out after the Australia tour. We're also going back out on the road with the Ataris,
right,
for their reunion tour for So Long Astoria. And we're hoping to have it done just before that, which will be the beginning of March. But we'll see how things
cool.
go.
Well, keep us in the loop, and we'll help world premiere that thing.
Rad.
Right? Absolutely. Authority Zero in our Pearl Street studios right now. They're on the road playing with Guttermouth. How has touring changed throughout the years?
Any thoughts on that?
Are you guys still doing the van thing, or have we upgraded?
Still doing the van thing, man. This lady has been with us since 2006, I'm sorry. And we got it with 20 miles on it, and there's 315,000 miles on it.
Right, and you were saying GPS could be a friend or a foe when you're on the road.
Yeah, GPS, it's a life ruiner. It's right. Like, it will send you like 3 hours out of the way, and
yeah.
Well, we wish you luck on this long leg of touring around the country and overseas and stuff like that. So again, we did bring our instruments, and what did you guys want to rip into first?
We're going to actually do that new single we're coming up with Lift One Up. We're going to go ahead and put a different spin on it and give it a shot. And see.
Nice. Now, you guys have put out full acoustic records in the past, right?
We have, yeah. We put out two live, they've both been live acoustic records that we've just kind of revamped songs from past records and just made them, you know, just completely different from what they were on there. Recordings themselves, so
beautiful. Yeah, it's a different version of your own tune.
Yeah,
which is super super cool. And we're getting a KX93.5 exclusive today. So if we could reposition the microphones where they're supposed to be and all of that stuff.
Yeah, this is the first time we've done this way for us, so we're kind of excited about it.
All right, Authority Zero on KX93.5 whenever you guys are ready.
You ready, kids?
Mm-hmm. Like
screaming at the top of your voice to make a difference till you're passing out or spitting your last breath in the air. A long, long way until you figure it out. Back to the basics, how you got here tonight. We're living like the end of the world is finally happening. Scream until our voices are gone and then we'll do it again. This is a chance to make things right. A chance to feel alive and shout it out. Whoa. They say you're never gonna know until you give it a shot. I say there's nothing that can slow you down and make you stop. Just keep it moving and then take it to the ends of the earth. Shout it out until you find out what it's really worth. I figure there's only one way back in the end. You take a long, hard look and then you do it again. So now we're living like the end of the world has arrived. It's a chance to feel alive. Come on and shout it out. Whoa. Give me something true, we're singing. Whoa, whoa, what's this mean to you? This may come as a surprise. Some ways of living the same lives and singing. Whoa, whoa, but I'll always be there. So now there's music in the air that takes us to that place. Another turning point that brought us here face to face. To give us something that is true and helps us understand. Another voice to help us make it through. See, I'm the kind of guy that's always betting on the best. Those little moments that you truly put yourself to the test. I'm shouting out until my voice is gone. This is it. Tonight, let's feel alive. Come on and shout it out. Whoa, whoa. Give me something true, we're singing. Whoa, whoa, what's this mean to you? This may come as a surprise. Some ways of living the same lives and singing. Whoa, whoa, I'll always be there. Lifts one up to put one down. We'll keep singing these old songs our whole lives through. It's where we're found. Because they touched our hearts. Yeah, they saved our lives. Through thick and thin, they've been there to help us through and reconcile. Let's sing it. Whoa, whoa. Give me something true. We're singing. Whoa, whoa. What's this mean to you? We're singing. Whoa, whoa. Give me something true. We're singing. Whoa, whoa. What's this mean to you? Screaming at the top of your voice to make a difference till you're passing out and spitting your last breath in the air. It's a long, long way until you figure it out. You're fighting just to break on through and make a difference, yeah. And now you still got something to say. It's a long, long way until you figure it out. So back to the basics of how you got there.
Very cool. Yeah.
Thanks.
I'm the only one clapping because I'm really the only one here, but that's Authority Zero live in our Pearl Street studios. Thank you on KX95.
Yeah, that was our first time doing that, so it was fun.
Nice. Is that could be a recurring thing. I mean, I think you said off of the air that on this particular tour, not only are you totally plugged in, you might even play some acoustic songs or not so much.
We might be doing something in the middle of the set, you know, just kind of change it up a little bit. We'd like to, you know, kind of make it a little more diverse if possible.
Right, man. I think that shows the amazing dynamic of what Authority Zero could actually do.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, I think so, too. It's just, it changes it up, keeps us entertained, and keeps, hopefully, everybody else equally as entertained, too. So.
I've been saying this band, a success in rock and roll, to be able to put out several records and an amazing collection of music already. behind them. And AuthorityZero.com is the website. The Tipping Point is, in fact, the new record. When you go to Pandora and type in Authority Zero, what other artists do you think might show up?
I think Bad Religion pops up there. Pennywise. Rise Against, Sublime pops up there. Who else? And tons of the old school, new school punk bands.
Yeah, I was actually Dawn in the studios, actually, you know, videotaping, and she said, what sort of music? And I said, yeah, you know what? For fans of Bad Religion and Rise Against, you might probably dig on the Authority Zero stuff. Cool. I hope I didn't offend anybody.
No, yeah.
Absolutely not.
And those are amazing bands.
Yeah, they're doing pretty well. They're good.
So is there a favorite venue that you're looking forward to playing at this time around on tour with Guttermouth and or the Ataris?
Well, we talked about it a little bit earlier. This is definitely, tonight is going to be one of the really fun ones. You know, we played there before, like I say, as a different name, but it's a nice size venue, and it's apparently a lot of kids are coming out from up north and stuff too, so we're going to have a lot of friends out there, I think, you know, just in general to kick off the tour. So I'm real excited about tonight just to have the first show.
Cool.
And see how things roll. And then where else are we playing? We're playing all over the place. We're not sure. I'm not out of the names at this point.
No, Texas. That's okay, you guys. I guess you don't need to know that right now. But tomorrow when you have Nashville? To hit up the next venue.
Yeah.
I think we're going to Nashville. I'm looking forward to that.
I think it's Memphis.
Right. Memphis.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Whatever.
You don't know.
Whatever. I don't know. Yeah.
Do you guys have aspirations to live in one city yourself? Maybe relocate to a music city? Or is Arizona home for you, Texas home for you, and everybody's...
That's pretty much... Like, I think that's kind of what helped our group get off the ground a little bit more in the beginning, to be honest with you, because a lot of bands do jump and kind of run to L.A. to try and, you know, try and be a part of the whole music scene and the explosion of everything. But I think that was kind of cool that... We stuck with it and did it in Phoenix, where there wasn't, you know, maybe a whole lot coming out of there at the time or something, and it helped us kind of stand out amongst, just stand out a little bit more, I think, you know, from that part of the country. So,
cool.
I mean, yeah, we're doing fine the way we are. We're just moving all the time, you know. Everybody's always doing different things and playing different groups as well, so everyone's always kind of on the move. So it really works the way it's going.
Nice. Yeah. Well, we appreciate you guys spending the time with us this afternoon. Before it's all said and done, you got to sign our wall and... We'll give you some stickers so you could sticker up each city on your travels. But can I get one more song out of you guys before we kind of wrap it up?
We can. Sure
thing. Nice.
We got a song called Struggle we're going to do off the same record, off the Tipping Point.
Cool. Whenever you guys are ready.
You got the strength, you got the driving, yes, it's tearing it all. You got the vision, got the mindset, yes, above and beyond. But can you take it and depend on yourself when the time comes? You cannot fake it, it's the truth, the manner that calls you. You got the vision, got the words at your tongue. You're in the belly of the beast out of which you have become. But can you fake it and depend on yourself when the time comes? Cannot fake it, it's the truth, the matter. You got the strength. Yeah, you got the drive to steer in the world. But can you take it? Can you depend on yourself when the time comes? You cannot fake it.
You cannot fake it.
Oh, it's the truth of the matter that calls you. It's that. It's all enough. Leave the fire to the front side. Listen to the sound of the battle cries.
leads fast. Money, money, bring the fire to the fun fire. Listen to the sound of the battle cries.
Thanks again, you guys, for making it down to Laguna Beach. You're always welcome into our radio station.
You guys are killer, man. Yeah. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us. You got it. If you guys want tickets to the show tonight, it's Authority Zero with Guttermouth at the Observatory, 949-715-5936. That's all I got for you. Have a good show tonight.
Thanks a lot,
so much. All right, see you guys.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.